Need approval of the July 14th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, street and sanitation.
Rice Street Department, I would to ask the board for permission to seek quotes for a rear loading trash truck. And we'll pay for it if we get one through either the lease agreement or the lease money I have or through stickers, possibly both. We did this last year, but we never did purchase one, so we were waiting to see how things worked out with the other way things are going. So, and we found out how they're going. So,
right.
And the reason we didn't get it last year is because it was a chassis.
Yeah. Chassis, and they didn't have a 2013, and they stacks. Okay. Anyway.
So you're going to get some bids, or what are you?
Quotes. Uh huh.
Quotes. We'll
get some quotes on it. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my report, and that's what I'm asking for permission.
So is that, I mean, do we need to do that in motion form, Dave, to Mr. Attorney? We should make a motion that it's okay for him to pursue that.
Sure.
I've done it before. I'll do it again. I'll make a motion that the street department be allowed to seek bids for a rear-loading trash truck.
Quotes.
Quotes. Thank
yes.
you. Not bids.
That's right.
Quotes.
That's right.
Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Get those quotes. Police Department Chief Luke Ken.
Did what?
Huh? Yes.
That's right.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department, would report that we are at just around 6,100 calls for the year. We do have our rookie down at the Police Academy in Evansville right now. He passed all of his entrance into there, so we are looking forward to him making it through and passing all the exit standards and getting back to us so we can train him on some of the local stuff. So looking forward to that. Next week is a big night for us on Tuesday night, National Night Out. It's Tuesday, August the 5th from 6 to 8. And we will be utilizing Rainbow Beach for part of that. And but we will be set up down in that west end of Gregg Park down near Rainbow Beach. We've got giveaways, bicycles, and different things. It'll be giving out some free food, and it's a pretty good time. We had a lot of people show up last year, and we would expect even more this year, so we're looking forward to that. I think that's all we have. Oh, actually, I guess I would say the last of our vehicles is supposed to be in at Westport tomorrow, and or that was the word I had gotten, so we've been waiting on equipment to come in to get them fixed up and outfitted, which seems to take, after you get the cars, you have to wait a little while to get all the equipment that they install in them. So everything's moving along, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Park and Recreation, Mr. Beeman.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. Last weekend, we had our grand opening of the new Rainbow Beach Family Aquatic Center. We had the open house on Friday, and then Saturday was the grand opening. That day was a free day. We had over 1,300 people come through the doors in that 8 hours. And then every day since, we've had range from 400 to 800 people a day. With the weather, fair week, and different things, it's kind of hard to get a gauge of what attendance is going to be, I think, until we get into next summer. But everyone that has been through the doors has been very receptive and excited about the new facility. So I want to thank everyone that's been involved from day one on this project. Some other things. This morning, IAC was here for the community award video. They came out to the pool and interviewed myself, the mayor, and Andy Mizak, and took some video of the pool and then some shots of Vincennes. The award ceremony will be September 11th, and I believe we're going for that. Tomorrow is Art in the Park.
Fort Wayne. you'll volunteer me for that one, will you?
Wow. Tomorrow is our last Art in the Park at Four Lakes. We have a cookout each year with this. August 5th, as Dusty said, we'll have our National Kids Night out, and we will be participating with the police department. August the 7th, the mayor and I are going to the state fair. The Indiana Division of Historical Preservation Archaeology will be presenting through the DNR Historical Preservation Award Ceremony our certificate for being listed on the state and the National Historical Registry last year. So we go to that ceremony. August 9th, we have the Hoosier Cruisers. We'll have their parade around town. I think I've talked to Dusty, and they have a police escort. They'll come back to the Riverfront Pavilion that evening. And then Sunday the 10th, they have their cruising starting at 8 o'clock out at Gregg Park. August 9th also is the Key to School Supply giveaway. That is a huge day out there for them. They give away over 800 backpacks full of school supplies, and they also have free eye exams and haircuts and give away shoes. And it's a really wonderful event. A lot of churches and agencies that work together for that. We also learned today that Knox County Solid Waste, along with the Pace students, collected 400 pounds of recycled bottle caps, and they have purchased a recycled bench in honor of Pat Clark that we will place out at Rainbow Beach at some time in the near future. And then Richard Ashby and Good Samaritan Hospital have went together. Richard has done a great job of doing these. He got some for the school, these AED devices. He got, I think, two or three years ago for the schools and the baseball team. They've got one for Rainbow Beach that we'll be getting in the next week or so that we can have on site. An AED machine.
Defibrillator.
That's all.
Yeah, I think you need to put the Pat Clark bench at Inman Field there, you know, next to
where he put his truck.
On the inside of where the track used to be.
Well, I think so. They're moving that all around, so there won't be. But yeah, Pat would park his black truck against the gate. Thank you.
That's
thank
nice.
You.
Thanks, Steve. To the engineer.
John Sprague, city engineer. Paving contract still going. We're almost done with Eberwine as far as curb ramps go. Now I think we have three on Chestnut, and then we're going to switch it over to 11th Street. We'll be going down 11th Street doing curb ramps. Been hit with a flurry of 2nd Street submittals as far as reviewing plans for lighting and signals. I have, I think, 6 utility coordinations scheduled over the next 2 days. Meeting with them, getting relocations figured out, and exactly who needs to move from where. And yeah, that's about it right now.
Thanks. We have no old business, so we'll move to new business. First up is Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention 5K Run, Amy Stolten.
My name is Amy Stolting, and this is Kylie Bordrick. We're working together to organize a Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention 5K Run. We're also working with the Fire Department Women's Auxiliary just to kind of get some more help there, and we've also talked to DCFS to get some information out to people at the run. We're wanting it to be September 6th, and it's basically to raise awareness for child abuse and prevention, but the money raised is going to go to a local family, and we have this story if you'd like to hear it, or we also have just a printout if you'd like us that. That's what we're proposing, to have a run September 6th, and it's going to start and end at Gregg Park, the pavilion, and I've already rented that for that day.
The run's going to be at Gregg
Park? At Gregg Park, at the open pavilion. That's where registration and sign up is going to be, kind of a meeting place to start and stop. And so I have a run route actually printed out.
You have? Oh, it's in here. I'm sorry. Here, yeah. I didn't get that. Okay.
I've made a map of exactly where we'll go. So we basically fire.
And Dusty, you've seen that? Okay. You're okay with that? Okay. Alrighty. Okay, so you need permission to for the run, and you've taken care of the other.
Yes, and I have an insurance printout too for the insurance to have the run. I have a quote. I haven't officially purchased it yet because I wanted to get it approved first. But
sure.
I have an insurance quote that I can also give.
Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the 5K run for Saturday, September the 6th, for the Child Abuse Prevention Council. pending insurance permission.
I'll second the motion.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Good luck.
Great. Good Thanks. Luck to that.
Thanks, Amy. Next is Prevent Child Abuse Knox County Sign Update, Larry Marchino.
We didn't coordinate that.
I was going to say, that's nice timing.
Maybe we should have. The Prevent Child Abuse Council would like to update its signs in the city. And if you've got a copy of my email and so forth, it gives all the locations where the signs currently exist. There's one right outside the building here, mm-hmm. and one on 2nd Street by Tecumseh, and one out there by Grand Auto. If, with permission, we would like to update those. And do you have a picture, or show you what they're going to look like, a sample?
Yeah, I think we've got it.
I've got one here.
Yeah, we've got one here, Larry.
Okay. Yeah. This is what we're proposing that we update them to. The only change is, if possible, if it's okay, this one out here is 30 by 30. The other two are 24 by 24. With permission, we'd just like to make them all 30 by 30.
30 by 30.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, there's not a sign conflict or anything. That's not that much bigger, so that sounds good.
And we will also be updating the one that's there in front of the DCS office on Washington Avenue.
Oh, okay.
That's on private property. I want to mention that. I don't know if that.
It'll be a similar sign.
It'll be the same format. Same sign. Obviously, it's bigger. It's 4 foot by 3 foot, basically. So it'll be a little, but basically it'll be the same thing.
Okay. So board will make a motion to approve the updating of the child abuse prevention signage at 2nd and Vigo, 2nd and 6th Street, and where was the other location, Larry?
But here. It's actually
on
6th. That's about, what is that?
At Tecumseh, at Trent Auto.
At Trent Auto on 6th Street.
Trent Auto location, okay.
And at Tecumseh Harrison on 6th
Street. To move to a 30 by 30 size sign.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, we'll order the signs and, of course, pay for them. Do we put them up ourselves, or does the city street department have to do that?
Price.
Right.
There's a pole. Yeah, there's already a post. Yeah, metal post. It'd just be changing them out. So. Mm. Okay. Well, I'm sure. I'm probably that'll be me. So. So that's the plan for now. If I encounter problems, I'll be in touch with this gentleman.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Larry.
Next is dumpster placement at Old Town Players Theater, Jason Keller.
Emperor. So the play is that bad that you're going to have
a... Okay, hi, Jason Keller from the house manager for Old Town Players. Basically what we're proposing, August 16th, we are going to have a major cleanup day for our building. So we've contacted, I believe Steve called Republic. We're going to get a 30 cubic foot dumpster to have on the street there beside the building. We'll have it there. It's supposed to be delivered on August 15th. And then pick back up on the 20th. Something we've done pretty much every year, trying to make it a yearly thing. Let's see. So right there on the corner of 5th and Broadway, right beside the theater next to the judge's house.
Be on 5th Street.
Same location, right, as last year. So.
In the inspector's office?
Steve said he had taken care of that, so he said just come here and get approval. So.
Okay. And I mean, do we notify, like, the judge or other people that were doing this, or do we need to? He's in Austria. Okay.
He won't care.
There you go.
Good time to do it then.
Good time to do it. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to make a motion for the temporary location of a dumpster beside Old Town Players on the 5th Street side of the 5th and Broadway location from August 15th through August 20th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Sure. Thanks. Next is temporary closing of a portion of Washington Avenue.
Hello. Bridge number 8 is slated for replacement. by the county, and we're looking to close the road as little as 2 weeks and as long as 4 weeks from now. And it will likely be closed until, I think, middle of November is where the contract time puts us out. So I'm here to formally request the closure of Washington Avenue sometime in the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Okay. So we'll word the motion that it'll be at a time frame to be determined by your office, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, okay. They couldn't come up with a better name than Bridge Number 8. That's
every bridge in the county has a number. Yes. That one just happens to be 8.
Good time to name, you know. We need, yeah, its number was up like a couple of years ago. So. Okay. So we'll make a motion for the temporary closing of the Bridge Number 8 area of Washington Avenue.
It'll be closed from Niblack to Bell Crossing.
From Niblack to Bell Crossing.
Yeah, and we'll have detour signs up for that route, Niblack to 6th to Old Wheeling or Old Bruceville, whatever.
Okay, with accompanying detour signs applied to start sometime during the month of August through mid-November to be determined by the city engineer's office.
When we know that date, will we notify?
Yeah.
Yeah. It will be sure. Well known.
Okay. I'll second
everybody.
The motion.
Franklin school parents.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thanks.
We might name that the John Sprague Bridge.
Next is U.S. Planners, Chris Ripley.
Well, you were the Stucky, weren't you? You just
right, just bringing up the caboose. That's what happens when you know you get told, you know, in the morning, you know, it's Melena tells me, oh, you're going to the Board of Works tonight. It's not will you please, may could you do that, could you work that in? It's you're going. Well, I'm attorney Chris Ripley. I'm on the board of directors for the Vincennes Historical and Antiquarian Society, and as you probably know, we're in our 6th year for the fundraiser for USO Indiana, the USO Stage Door Canteen, which is scheduled to take place this year on September 6th. And in past years, and again, we're requesting this again, we have been hanging advertising banners usually on 2nd Street around Harrison School and another one on College Avenue by Walgreens. And we're requesting certainly assistance from the State Department in hanging those and permission to have those hung. Preferably to have them up by August 25th, and again, you know, to advertise for that event on September 6th.
So you have that secured, Dan, in the calendar? Okay. All right. Great. Okay. So we'll make a motion that we approve the hanging of the banners in support of the USO stage canteen, whatever we say about that. at 2nd Street and College locations from August 25th through September 6th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. And I know we need to produce a certificate of insurance, and we'll get
right,
that
correct.
Yeah.
I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
That was quick.
We had any.